This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. The focus this time around on attracting songbirds to that home landscape. With us, Chuck Oddie. Chuck is a research and extension agricultural agent for Geary County. He happens to be also an accredited ornithologist, so he knows his way around birds and enticing them into the home setting. Chuck, folks simply love to do this. It's a great hobby. And here in Kansas, one can attract quite an assortment of birds, can they not?
Absolutely. We have a very good set of birds that will come into our backyard bird feeders in the wintertime, year-round, actually. Everybody's favorite, the cardinals, but the nuthatches, the chickadees, the juncos, the blue jays, which may not be some people's favorites, but it's just an ongoing changing faces at the backyard buffet line.
Well, let's look at the options for feeding them, what products are out there, how to know what to use to attract the birds you prefer to bring in.
What we find over the years is that the number one preferred food source for virtually all birds that come to bird feeders is black oil sunflower. So get yourself a hanging feeder. You can get a tube feeder. You can get a hopper-type feeder and fill it with black oil sunflower seeds. Sure, it's going to be a little bit more expensive than mixes, but a lot of the seeds that are in those mixes, if you put them in a hanging feeder, the birds are just going to throw it on the ground because that's not what they want. So that's what we start with. Then we can go on to specialty feeders. We can get the small little tube feeders with little oval slits in them and put the Niger thistle seed in it. Goldfinches, pine siskins have small little beaks they can get in there. The big piggy things like the house finches and the cardinals can't get in there to get to it. So that kind of gives a separate feeding opportunity for those. From there, the sky's the limit. You can put platform feeders elevated, platform feeders on the ground, things like the juncos, doves, a lot of the sparrows. And I don't mean house sparrows here. I mean real sparrows, Harris's sparrows, white-crowned, white-throated sparrows. These are birds that want to be on the ground. They want to scratch around. They want to get down to that little fine little white round seed called proso millet. Even wheat, milo, corn, crack corn, they'll eat this. But they want to be scratching around on the ground. It's just how they eat. Feeding soot, rendered animal fat. That's normally in a block form, put up in a feeder some way. Woodpeckers love this kind of thing. Nuthatches, chickadees. As it gets colder, more and more different species will feed on the soot because it does provide a source of food that gives them a lot of energy to keep those little bodies warm.
Now, Chuck, sensibly enough, folks want to put those feeders at a place where they can look out the window and see the birds and monitor their activity. Does one need to be careful about that, though, making sure the feeders aren't close to an object to the point of making them accessible to things other than birds?
Absolutely. I have problems with raccoons and possums getting into my ground feeders all the time. That's just a fact of life. Then there's those four-legged little rascals known as squirrels that are always causing problems in my feeders, and they just taunt and torment me. Mm-hmm. I tell people, just understand you will have squirrels at your feeders. There is no such thing as a squirrel-proof feeder. But there are some feeders that we can try to reduce the chance. There's feeders that have large cages around them that protect the little birds from hawks, birds of prey. The thing that I point out to people is simply have a lot of cover out there. Birds have alarm calls that go across species lines. If a junco gives an alarm call, all the birds are going to react to it. And it seems that the alarm calls are specific as to whether it's an aerial threat or a terrestrial threat. If it's a cat coming in, all the birds go straight up. If it's an aerial threat, a small hawk coming through, they dive into the thickest cover they can. So use fine-stem shrubs. Use evergreens. Use junipers, boxwoods, hollies, anything like that, just to have a variety of cover fairly close by.
That really needs to go into your landscape planning, thinking ahead to next year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what I say. It's the best thing you can do to attract birds to your yard is to have diverse landscaping. And look at this. But, you know, we're in the Christmas season now. If you've got a real Christmas tree, as you take that Christmas tree down around New Year's Day, take it out and throw it on the ground near the bird feeder. Birds will be in it immediately, and it provides shelter. It provides protection.
Always a pleasure, Chuck. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's Chuck Oddie, Geary County Extension Agent, our guest on this Plantarama, produced by K-State Research and Extension over this, the K-State Radio Network.